Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Firefly Creek Ranch owner Brenda Rose about the Gathering Retreat Center and a day of healing they're hosting this Saturday. Before starting Firefly Creek Ranch, what was your experience in Guthrie County, if any, if you are originally from the area?
I lived here many years ago, and my father and stepmom lived here at Lake Panorama for many years, and he was the security guard at the lake after he retired, and he really loved what he did and had a home here. And then he came to live with me for 12 years, and I took care of him as a family caregiver. And so I always had a tie back to this area.
Tell me about the story of Firefly Creek Ranch, how this came to be.
Well, I was originally looking for a senior housing opportunity when I found the county home and had a chance to really look at my business plan a little bit more carefully and realize that it wasn't necessarily going to work as I had envisioned it originally. But I didn't want to give up on my hopes and my dreams. And so we continued to develop a plan where we could create a place for people to come. And there's such a strong sense of gathering and welcome here. I don't know if it has to do with the history of the Underground Railroad in this area or what it is, but when I come here, I experience so much peace, and I felt like it was something that needed to be shared with other people.
And so how long has Firefly Creek Ranch been open, and what are some highlights of retreats or events that have been held here?
We've actually had possession since the end of 2016, and we've been working on painting it, cleaning it, getting it rocking and rolling. We had just a few events last year, and then we've had more this year. I've had the bed and breakfast guests, which has been really, really fun, and getting to meet RAGBRAI groups, families that have come from different areas for different reasons and met here to spend time together. I had some goats come with a couple of ladies that were moving from Oregon to Wisconsin, and that was kind of a different adventure, trying to find a safe place for the goats to be and be comfortable. So those were some of the highlights. I think my favorite was working with Springbrook State Park. And last February, we had an event with the Becoming an Outdoors Woman group. And we were able to do indoor camping here, and the ladies had a blast. We cooked together, slept together, laughed together. We went out snowshoeing, ice fishing, learned how to start a fire. Just a great group of people. I enjoyed it so much. And that's Ann Reardon with Springbrook State Park. Amazing lady.
Besides yourself, anyone else you'd like to mention of who helps keeps, you know, Firefly Creek Ranch running?
I am surrounded by some of the most amazing people ever. My husband, Skip Carver, I couldn't do anything without him. And my stepbrother, Keith Leslie, has come alongside as our farm manager. Amazing, amazing man with background and experience that really fits with our needs. And we have a great board of directors. I've got to mention Bill and Tony Wright. They do a lot to help make this place run, and they've helped in more ways than I can even count here.
And what's it like having this organization, this service at a place such as a former county home with the history of the building and whatnot?
Honestly, it's been a little difficult and a bit challenging to capture the heart and the attention of the people here and let them see that this place has a life that goes beyond what it used to be, and it still has the ability to touch lives in meaningful ways. We have so many opportunities here. We've got a place for community garden. We're working on developing goat yoga right now, which is going to be coming very soon. And we have two therapy horses that will be joining us that are trained therapy horses. And I believe that that part of touching people's lives in a healing way is very congruent with the nursing in a totally different way. It's healing in a way that goes beyond medicine and gets into the core of who we are and resets that balance in a way that just doesn't happen in a doctor's office or in a traditional setting.
course, we're talking today because you have an upcoming event happening at Firefly Creek Ranch. If you want to share what's happening on August 24th.
We have an afternoon retreat happening, and I'm really excited to bring this forward. It's kind of something that's uncomfortable for most people to talk about. And I have the pleasure of partnering with Dr. James Coyle and two nurses, two registered nurses, Nicole and Kendra, who do a different type of hands-on healing touch where we're able to look back into the wounds and some of the things that have happened in our lives that we don't have control over, but really affect our souls and our spirits. And there's ties there that sometimes keep us from moving forward. And so we're working to have a day of healing where we can help people that have walked through trauma in their family. Maybe it's been a suicide, or there's been drug violence, or there's been a murder, or sex trafficking, the loss of a child, the traumatic wounds that we carry within ourselves that we really don't have control over, but still affect us every day and make a difference in our lives and in our relationships with other people.
To remind listeners, what is the name of this event and when it will be happening?
This is a day of healing. It's August 24th. It's a Saturday, and that will be from 11 to 4:30. It's only $25. That includes a light lunch, a tour of Firefly Creek Ranch. You will get to meet Jim Coyle, hear his story, hear him talk about his book, hear him talk about the ways that he's helped people move past some of these things. And then Nicole and Kendra will be here also talking about healing and emotional healing, and we will have opportunities available for people to have healing prayer and to walk through that with professionals who can help with those things. And then together we're hoping to be a more collaborative group, you know, in the future to help each other if there's future events that we need to come together and continue this journey together. Healing doesn't happen sometimes just in one day, but sometimes it happens through the relationships and through spending time together and learning new ways to get through these things together.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Firefly Creek Ranch owner Brenda Rose about the Gathering Retreat Center and a day of healing they're hosting this Saturday. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.